Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to my August Just Friggin' Do It episode. So here I am. It's a little late. Like I said, it was supposed to be done last week, but COVID and my grandchildren made me late. So I had wanted to do this episode, but I needed some preparation time, and I just didn't have the preparation time. So then COVID hit me. So, you know, that's what I deserved, right? I deserved for not properly preparing. The universe interceded, made it worse. So here I am. This is my episode about my lifelong desire to play an instrument. So I am going to do a little bit of show and tell. So if you can get on YouTube, you can actually see me and my instrument. I'm not going to play because I'm not quite ready to play, but I will tell you where I am with it. And I'm a lot further ahead than I've been in the past. And so I'm going to give you a little backstory about why this has been a desire of mine and the things that I have done and the limiting beliefs that have kept me from doing this, honestly. So I hope you can relate. And if there's anything that you have been wanting to do, and if it's anything regarding music that you want to play or you want to sing, because your voice is an instrument, right? Then I hope that this inspires you to get going on that. And the other thing that I just feel a little weird because I don't have my headphones on. Normally I have my headphones on and I can hear myself through my headphones. So I'm not doing that because when I'm here by myself and I'm not interviewing somebody, I really don't need my headphones. And so I look more normal. So that's, I just want to look normal today while I'm sharing my instrument. And so go to my YouTube channel because all of my episodes are there in video, and you can actually see, you can also see my guests when I do my guest episodes. And they're always, they dress up and look nice and put their makeup on for me. All right. So yes, let's talk about my desire to play an instrument. Let's first talk about how long this has been a desire. And I could remember from, you know, kids love music. I think it's just a natural thing in kids. I look at my one daughter, my younger daughter plays music a lot with her kids. And her kids just love, like my 4-year-old grandson, he like performs the little musicals that he sees, like Sing 2 just came out and he's just performing. She'll record him when he's not looking, but you're just, you know, when you're a young child, I think it's within us, and music just makes us free, and it makes us, it brings just really positive vibrations to our bodies, I believe. So anyways, I've always really loved instruments and been fascinated with them in terms of, and wanting to play them, but thinking, because I didn't have any musical people in my family. And my father, I believe, had some musical talent, but he never played an instrument. So I think sometimes when you have parents who do that, you have that exposure. But I never had piano lessons. I was never given piano lessons. And when I had the choice in school to play an instrument, I just did chorus because you could do chorus instead of instruments. When my children were in school, they had to pick an instrument. They couldn't
take the easy way out and do chorus. And the thing with learning instruments, which I think I wanted to avoid, was having to learn music, learning how to read music, because it's really like learning a different language. And I think that's one of the things that I've tried to avoid because it seems so complicated and hard. But you know, everything new is hard, as I've explained before, and some of the things that I've just friggin' done, like Reels, for example. I was talking about that. I think that was my first Just Friggin' Do It episode, where I said I just resisted doing that for so long. And then once I did it, it was hard at first, but it came very easily after a period of time. And then it was so much fun. It ended up being so much fun. And so I know that's what this is going to be eventually, once I get over this, like, oh my gosh, it's so much information. But what I will tell you is that the person that's teaching me has this whole attitude that I love about just do a little bit every day, because I think we want to do everything in one day and we want to learn it all. You know, it's like reading a book, like read a book in one day. Well, how about just like read 10 minutes of a book? Because that's better than not reading a book at all. So it started, what I remember on my own doing is that when I was in seventh grade, I was at the school where my father was the assistant principal. And I normally would ride the bus home, but we moved in the middle of my eighth grade, but that doesn't really matter for the story. So in the middle of March of my eighth grade year, we moved out of the school district I was in. So I was relying on my dad to drive me home, and we had just moved and he hadn't adapted to me being around and having me have to drive in the car with him. And so I just had to wait until he got off. Instead of going on the school bus when school ended at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I had to wait until he got off work, which was like 5 o'clock. And so I decided that I would take, you know, what am I going to do for 2 hours? I can do my homework and then what? So I decided that I would go into the chorus room, which had a piano, and that I would teach myself how to play the piano. I didn't have anybody helping me. I didn't have any instructor, but I kind of could read music from chorus. And I kind of knew what the keys were on the piano. Honestly, I have no idea how I knew this. All I knew is that I was interested in it and I wanted to try it. There was no Google. There was no way to look things up easily. Like, you can go on YouTube and learn a song and get a you know, picture of the chords to play. Of course, we didn't have that. But I knew kind of where the C was, and I just knew the basics. I mean, somebody must have shown me. But we didn't have a piano at home, didn't have any access to a piano except at school. So that's what I did, is I just taught myself a little bit. And so what I wanted to do, and this is what my first goal is for the ukulele, is that which is supposed to be the easiest instrument there is to learn on, which is why I picked it. Plus, it's really super cheap. So, but I learned how to play the Carpenter song, Close to You. And taught myself that song. And I tell you, for years, I could probably still sit down and play the first chord or whatever, that first line of music for it. Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? You know that song? Just like me. And so I played that, and people thought, oh my gosh, she can play the piano. And of course, that's all I knew on the piano, but it gave me something to do on those afternoons where I was relying on my father to take me home and I had to fill in the time. And I wished that I had asked my parents for lessons looking back. Instead, I was more interested in horses. And so I went that path. And so I got a horse and did horseback riding lessons. So, but who knows? I could have been a pianist. And so, yeah, this has always been something that I thought I basically created these limiting beliefs in my head. You know, we think about limiting beliefs as it relates to, I'm not good enough, or I'm too old to do that, or I can't learn new things. But they can be, you know, they can spread far and wide, and they can be really specific in nature. And so I had limiting beliefs around my musical ability. And so I told myself, perhaps, you know, a lot of our limiting beliefs are just like fake news that we've created in our head. And we've made these false beliefs because of misinterpreting things usually. So perhaps it was my lack of having somebody in the family who played music. Perhaps somebody told me that I had a horrible voice because, you know, I mean, I didn't have any training, so I'm not just a natural at it. And that's the other thing, is I always thought you had to be a natural. So you had to have like a gift. But I know there's a lot of people, a lot of actors and actresses, like they learn it. They have to learn it for a movie. But it's not something that they're necessarily gifted with. And so, I called myself tone deaf, which my instructor just recently told me I'm not, which kind of surprised me. All these things that I'm finding to be not true. And the other thing is that, you know, just telling myself that is too hard, and because it didn't come naturally to me, it's going to be too hard. And so it's just too hard to do, which we do with a lot of things. And honestly, these are just silly reasons for us to not take action on something we desire to do. But if it keeps coming up, and here I am, I mean, this was 1970. And it is 2022. 50 years that I have desired to learn an instrument. And it's all happening now because I'm just friggin' doing it. And I started to, you know, a lot of times we don't even know what we desire. And so to sit down and like just brainstorm, what is it I desire, is just a really excellent exercise to do. And then when you write down your desires, and it was funny because one of the things that happened with me is when I decided to do the series, I wanted to challenge myself to do many things. And when I decided to brainstorm a list, and this came up on that list. So it came from somewhere, not my logic brain. It came from like my heart. Cause when you sit down and you just brainstorm and just start writing, and you just say, I'm just to write whatever comes to my head, and you write, then usually that is coming from the heart. And so it came. And so I was like, okay, that's interesting. Well, I guess maybe this will be one of my just friggin' do it episodes, but you know, we'll see where this goes. So then the stars began to align. So it's like when signs start coming to you because you put your desires down. And that happened in this case. So what happened? Well, there's a few things that happen. And usually it's like a pattern. You start to see things, and it's like your brain, it's like the universe is helping you, because your brain has these thoughts, and your brain, you have put out there that I want this. You've made it real, right? You've written it down. It's in your thoughts. And so the universe then conspires to help you. And so you need to start paying attention and being aware of the things that come across your path. And so the things that came across my path are, first of all, one of my students, she told me that she started playing, and I think I mentioned this on a previous episode, but she and a friend decided they would start playing. They made themselves a little two-person group and went to assisted living locations and she played the ukulele. I think her friend played something else. She just hasn't played the ukulele very long. And she was having such fun, and it was giving her so much happiness to do that. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. A ukulele. So that situation came into my reality. And so I was like, somebody's playing ukulele, ukulele. And then the mastermind that I'm in, I've been in this mastermind for, gosh, since October 2018, I think it was, or 17. I don't know. I've been in it for almost 4 years, I think. And period, I stay in it every year. I keep re-signing up for it because I love my coach. And there's always new people coming in. And one of the people that came in this past year was a ukulele instructor. And I had him on my podcast. He was in episode, he was in episode 240, which we did at the beginning of July. Actually, I think it's going to be a month ago from the day this publishes. I met him in this mastermind, and I love him. He is so great. He is from the UK, and he's so much fun. He's just got this great attitude, he's just like this happy spirit. And he actually is an ex kind of rock star. And he has just made an academy called the Awesome Ukulele Academy that he basically, his approach, I love his approach, and it's just to not make a big deal out of it. It's just have fun with it, right? And just take little periods of the day where you just take like 10 minutes of practice. It's not like, and sometimes practice can be like super boring. I didn't tell you this, but in terms of the piano, I did take piano lessons later in life because my youngest daughter wanted piano lessons when she was 14. And we got a piano, and she had a really great instructor. And I told the instructor, I've always wanted to play piano. So I took a couple of lessons, but although I liked her, she was great. It wasn't fun. It was mundane, and I just didn't enjoy it. And so what I love about Matt is he makes it fun. And so it doesn't feel like just this duty, I would say. And he talks too about having muscle memory, that like your brain picks things up even though you don't even realize it's picking it up. So even if you just do 10 minutes and you don't feel like you progressed much, the next time you go back to it, it's all a cumulative thing. And so you just keeps sinking in deeper and deeper. And so it just becomes more second nature. At least now it's coming, you know, because I started practicing the song that he gave me. I started practicing, I think I started Friday and then came down with COVID. And so, you know, once I started feeling better after a couple of days, then so I haven't been really practicing very long. If I could get through the song and play it, I would do it for you. But I'm still trying to time the words and the notes together, because it's not like every strum you say the words. It's kind of like off. And so, yeah, I'm trying to, you know what I said about being tone deaf. I'm trying to believe him that I'm not. So this ukulele instructor that I really connected with appeared in my reality. And then another one of my students, isn't this crazy that I have a couple students playing the ukulele? She shared recently that she picked up a ukulele. She actually got this ukulele many, many years ago. And it's been sitting in the corner since her husband died. He was killed in a tragic accident. And she was a fairly young widow, not, you know, she was in her 40s. And so she never picked up the ukulele. She's been sitting in a corner for all this time. And she just decided that it would spark her to start to play and learn how to play. I think she had a few limiting beliefs like me that she didn't have, she wasn't capable of, you know, she had little music talent that I think she might've played when she was younger, instruments or something, but, and you know, I don't know, but she did a little mini concert in, for us in our community and did a video of it. And it was so amazing. And it was just further inspired me to want to get going and get this this instrument thing learned and just friggin' do it. And the other funny thing is that I did buy a ukulele. About, you know, it's these stutter starts and stops. And that's the other thing that I wasn't going to touch on is what it takes to, you know, just friggin' do it, but just friggin' stick with it. Right. But the first ukulele I bought was back in the fall of 2018. And I bought it locally. And the thing that I love about ukuleles is that they're really cheap. So you don't have to, it's not a big expense to purchase one. Maybe if it was more expensive, then I wouldn't have left it sitting in the corner and maybe my student wouldn't have either. But, yeah, so I didn't have an instructor, at the time. And so the ukulele came with a video tutorial, which I never watched. And then I actually signed up for lessons locally. But again, it was boring. It was so boring. I never did all the practice and never went back for a second lesson. And the song that he had me playing was really boring. And so, you know, just lesson to instructors. You got to make it fun. You got to have it be a song that resonates with the person. And so I, you know, ukulele gathered dust in the corner, and my older daughter, whose kids are playing musical instruments in school, asked if, you know, I could turn over my ukulele to my older grandson. And I said, sure. So I gave him my ukulele. So here I was, getting re-inspired and deciding I was finally going to do it. And I had Matt as somebody who was willing to teach me. And I felt that he was the right person. So I was not going to take back my ukulele from my grandson. So he could have that. And then it allowed me to get a nicer one. So the one I got, I think the one I got locally was $40, but it didn't come with anything. It was just a ukulele. Oh, it came with a case. The one that I got on Amazon, and I'll put the link in the show notes, I love. So let me show it to you real quick, is what comes with, it came with this nice case. And I love this case because the other one that I got didn't have a pocket that had, you could put things in the front. So this has a pocket in the front. And so it's a great little holder for, I have a strap. It comes, this one, you know, it was $30 more, but it got it came with a tuner. It came with a pick. It came with a strap. And it came with a little book of instructions, but I have Matt, so I don't need that. But it is so beautiful. I love the strap too, because it does give you additional support if you get tired of holding it. But it's I don't think it's real mahogany because it was like only $69 on Amazon, but it's called the mahogany color. But isn't it so cute? If you're on YouTube, you can see it. But anyways, yes. So I'm learning there's different ways to strum. But yeah, so that's the sound. And I know how to tune. So that I learned. I know how to play. Although, like I said, I don't want to play for anyone until I can say the words along with the strumming. And the strumming isn't as easy as I thought it would be. And so, but I'm learning Stand By Me. And talk about a great song. I love that song. So yeah, so I, it's my, And like I said, it's something that I haven't stuck with. And I reflected on that because I want to do this. I mean, I'm just friggin' doing it, right? I've started it and I've got everything lined up because I have an instructor. But what is different is that this time I'm super inspired by my students, by my teacher. I feel excited about it, like I haven't before. And I have accountability. And accountability is so important for so many things. So if there's something that you want to do, even if it's a desire of the heart, sometimes when it gets hard and it takes commitment, you still fall off the wagon. You still don't stick with it. And that's why it's so important to have like a support system. Find a buddy who wants to start what it is that you want to start. And so I found a buddy in my instructor. I found accountability in my instructor and by doing this podcast, because like now I'm committed. I'm like publicly said, I'm doing this, right? So I need to come back at some point and play a song for you. And find something that it makes it fun, you know, that feels fun. Because if it doesn't feel fun, then you're going to stop doing it. I guarantee if fun is not an element and it feels like work, then it's not going to probably be continued. Now there's some crazy people that will continue to do it if it's not fun, but that it's got to have a big reward, right? So that is my story about my lifelong desire to play an instrument, and I picked ukulele, and I'm learning at least my first song, and I know that once I learn one song, it's the second song is going to be easier, and so soon I'll be in concert on this podcast, maybe a new podcast all about ukulele music. I don't know. No, I'll just be on Matt's podcast. He's actually already interviewed me and we've done a part one and he wants to do a part two and he wants to air that on his podcast, which is even more incentive for me to do it, to show people how easy it is to play. You can teach a 63-year-old grandma who has tried several times to play an instrument and just hasn't gotten it done, then I guess I'm a good example. All right. So I hope you've enjoyed this this Just Friggin' Do It episode. And I hope that you, if there's a lifelong desire you've had, that you are inspired by this to just friggin' do it. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.